This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
They do not know God. They know destruction. And they go about like a lion, roaring, seeing who they might devour. Who will bow to them? Who will give them authority? Who will let them tell you that there are no mothers and fathers? But regardless, a baby, when I first learned about this 30 years ago, before I even got on air, and I saw the documentaries and I saw the court cases, back when it was underground and on Access TV, and I was going out and protesting in abortion clinics with Catholic charities and Protestant charities. They were showing underground footage and actual footage of partial birth abortions and things that just blew me away, that they were harvesting the organs and that they were taking the 9-month-old and 8-month-old babies from mothers who were poor. They would drug them up at Planned Parenthood and other facilities. They would tell them, oh, yes, you had the abortion, or, oh, the baby died. They would keep the baby alive, take it, actually put it in a soundproof box, put it in a van, and drive it to a facility where they would generally just go ahead and butcher it and then sell the parts for organ donation, you name it.
So if we alter our process and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, then we can make it part of the budget that any dissections are this, and splitting the specimens into different shipments is this. I mean, it's all just a matter of line items.
What would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay? You know, in negotiations, the person goes up to figure first about loss, right? So...
Now, the thing is, I don't do induction, so, like, my technique is a disarticulation technique, so there would have to, you know, we'd have to kind of talk about, like, exactly what it is that you're needing.
Right, right.
Because
breech position is great.
Part of the issue is, it's not a matter of how I feel about it coming out intact.
A group purchasing program through our membership, and like I'm just thinking about how we have disposal, like biodisposal companies that work with us. So it seems like this would be a really great option to be able to offer members as well.
Yes.
On the topic, on the fetal tissue side of it, you know, it'd be helpful for us to understand volume-wise. I mean, realistically, if we were to do an agreement with you guys, you know, what do we think you could get? I mean, what do you feel like you could get?
Volume-wise?
Yeah,
okay.
On specifically liver tissue, because that's such an area of demand for us.
Right, so liver and what about intact specimens?
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we sometimes ship those back to our lab in its entirety.
You have to understand, the left is not the moral high ground bleeding hearts. They are the eugenicists. Whether it's Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and all of it, they are the party of the KKK. They are the party of depopulation. They are the party of killing the brown babies, as Bernie Sanders said last week in that CNN town hall to, quote, save the earth. And if you don't have empathy for those that can't defend themselves, I assure you, you don't have any care about your own self, your own family, and you're going to end up reaping what you sow. What comes around goes around. Call it karma, if you will. It's universal. And you obviously don't have a connection to God, or you would be feeling the presence and the power, and you would be fearing God, fearing being out of alignment. Bolton, the war hawk, was just fired minutes ago. It's top story on drugsreport.com. There's so much massive news. We'll break it all down on the other side of this quick break in T-minus 60 Seconds. Meanwhile, Soros has praised Trump on his handling of Huawei. It's all coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Please spread the live links. The live transmission is live.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. Just one day from the anniversary of the tragic events, September 11th, 2001. We'll be covering that, obviously, in great detail. What really happened tomorrow? Top engineers, major scientific groups have come out and said that Building 7 was blown up with bombs inside the building. We'll be covering that tomorrow. This just in, via tweet from 45. I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, and as did others in the administration. And the president goes on to say, therefore, I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. I thank John very much for his service. I will be naming a new national security advisor next week. You know, Trump is far from perfect, but when it comes to pulling us out of Syria that Obama and Hillary started for Al-Qaeda and ISIS and cutting back the troops massively in Afghanistan, and for all of the other things that have been going on with Trump, trying to get us out of these no-win wars that aren't for U.S. interest, he's done an amazing job. And doing research on this whole kettle of fish that has been the Taliban invited to Camp David, and then did Trump cancel it, or did somebody else cancel it? The word is that Mr. Bolton likes to leak stuff to the press. And that is why he is out. The man is a neocon. The man is a warmonger. The man has serious issues. And I respected the president enough that I've not made a huge issue out of it, because the president overall has had good policies and obviously wasn't listening to Bolton, who would have us in World War III if he could. And there's a headline about it. John Bolton got caught leaking to the press years ago, and he's been caught doing it currently. So as usual, Zero Hedge, seems to always even be a step ahead of me on most issues, has got the scoop for you right there. Wow. I heard that last night from one of my White House sources. So we're going to be going over all that. Speaking of White House sources, there's a big story up on Infowars.com that we're going to be plowing into by Paul Joseph Watson when we start the next segment, and that is that President Trump is finally set to take action against big tech censorship. Now, he's been saying he's going to do it, and we know that the Attorney General worked in consultation with all 50 state attorney generals to launch their antitrust probe, so it wouldn't work against the federal one that the president said a month ago is coming and is going to be very tough, close quote. And so I would give Trump, you know, an A-plus in his effort and in his rhetoric. I'd give him a B when it comes to implementing things. I know he's being blocked. But if he goes after big tech in a meaningful way in their election meddling, this is very exciting and very good news. So we're going to be looking at all of those huge developments coming up in the next segment. Also, GrudgeReport.com is linked to a Paul Joseph Watson article. Investigation finds Trump administration hasn't built any new sections of a wall. But then you read deeper, there's 160-plus miles have been built where Border Patrol asked for it because those are the highest trafficked areas, and the walls have all been cut out. They were Swiss cheese. They were collapsed in many areas. And it's been Congress blocking the funding. Trump's now taking it from the defense budget and others. So, yes, we need to hold Trump's feet to fire on this, but he's been trying to implement it. I mean, they have a federal judge ruling again that he can't do what he's doing with all the illegals. Federal judge reinstates order blocking Trump's immigration policy nationwide despite higher court ruling. We've got the lower courts in rebellion against the higher courts. It's judicial activism on steroids. So whereas I want to hold Trump's butt to the fire, I don't want to lose perspective here and not realize the Democrats are a group of out-of-control maniacs bum-rushing the border, trying to plunge the whole thing. So we're going to be looking at that in great detail today. Also, just more sickening communist China worship. You've seen the Washington Post say, we need Xi to crush Trump and save America. And we've seen Antifa say that, you know, China's going to save us. And this is really something we see, sycophantic behavior. Well, the New York Times has come out and praised mass murdering Mao as, quote, one of history's greatest revolutionary figures. AP came out and said last week that the dictator of Zimbabwe, ladies and gentlemen, that the dictator of Zimbabwe did a great job and was a great leader and a hero. That was the headline from last week. But if you go back to the New York Times, back in the 70s, they were just showing that on screen, David Rockefeller wrote a op-ed when Mao died, praising him and communism and saying we should adopt China's system. So that's in the article by Paul Joseph Watson on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to go over that in great detail as well. Continuing, also, Congressman Ratcliffe says the DOJ is going to have to indict Andrew McCabe. We're going to be getting to that. The NRA sues San Francisco for declaring them a terrorist organization. One American News Network has sued Rachel Maddow and MSNBC for saying they are Russian agents. People believe that when you say it. It's not true. It's very, very dangerous. So good for One American News Network for doing that. And meanwhile, NPR has come out nationally. Because they figure they have no credibility, no viewers because of all their lying. And said a whole 34-minute report on mind control run by the U.S. government and Ewing Cameron and Gottlieb and Jolly and West and kidnapping women and children and men and electroshocking them until they don't know who they are, creating mind control assassins. Wow. That came out yesterday. Wow. We're going to be playing some of that today. And meanwhile, Google, again, admits they've been listening to you for years, so you better watch what you're saying. All 50 states have come out with their antitrust moves. And again, that'll tie into Trump and the action he says is about to take, that exclusive information on the other side. And we'll also look at the new Apple iPhone, all the better to spy on you and track everything you do. And then Moody's downgrades Ford to junk status on weak outlook. And we've got all these different globalist organizations and all these different globalist groups that in all these rating agencies are downgrading America. The private Federal Reserve is downgrading America, saying Trump's going to fail, trying to kill the economy. And they are public enemy number one. We're way stronger than China. We're in a much better position than almost any other country in the world. They know that. And so they're trying to cheerlead to kill our economy ahead of the election. And it is extremely dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be looking at all of those angles as well on the other side of this quick break. First, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind listeners that we are listener supported. And thank you all for keeping us operating. But we're trying to expand into 2020, not contract as they've wished. And without your support, it's not going to be able to happen. So we've already launched Firepower with Will Johnson, 2 more hours a night. We're going to 7 to 9. We're going to have a lot of other shows we're carrying and producing, a lot of weekend podcasts and things that have been a year or so behind because of all the attacks. And you've seen what they've done. But we are going to get these missions completed. That's why I'm asking you to commit and to get great products you already need. Ultra 12 is 50% off right now. It's the strongest, best B12 you're going to find. You take it under the tongue. 50% off. You can get our new Chill Force, which isn't a depressant. It's going to take with Brain Force or Turbo Force to smooth it all out and then help you relax and kind of have that Zen awakened focus. Maybe we should call it Zen Force. But get the new 50% off, all new Super Force Special, where you get Brain Force Plus and Chill Force together. And there's my quote on Chill Force. Helps you achieve that awakened yet relaxed Zen focused. Absolutely. 40% off by itself. DNA Force Plus is supposed to be over today because it's basically sold out. So I don't know how that's still up there. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off as well. 65% off, the best deal ever on 8-pack Power Stack. That's the real super.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These days to talk to sources I have in Washington, D.C. to try to really find out where things are going and what's happening. And we know that Trump has tried to recruit a lot of people out of the swamp, and he hopes that they get religion. He hopes they find Jesus in the nomenclature of he hopes that they have the light bulb go off over their head and don't want to start giant wars that bankrupt the country and don't promote freedom or free enterprise across the world, only make us hate it. And John Bolton is now gone. I again was told yesterday that he was leaking information about the Taliban meeting and that Trump now knows that he's the one that was leaking stuff on North Korea and the Kim Jong-un meetings to sabotage that. And lo and behold, Zero Hedge must have the very same high-level sources I have because they have an article out about it today. So here I thought I was giving you an exclusive, and Zero Hedge has already got it. So there you go. I'm not pulling this stuff out of rabbit's hats. Did John Bolton get caught leaking to the press? Well, it's well known that he's one of the big leakers. This has been going on earlier this year, last year. It's been going on ever since he replaced McMaster. But moving right along. That's the info, is that Trump now knows who's leaking, because in some cases only Bolton is in the room, and then the stuff ends up at the New York Times a day later. Because Bolton serves the globalist. So that's a very positive thing. And it adds to what I was told by a source inside the White House, and then I was talking to a high-powered lawyer who works for the Republican Party last night, and he confirmed that Trump is cracking the whip and does want big action against big tech. But my source was concerned that antitrust takes too long. It's not the way to go. It's the violation of privacy laws that's criminal. And working with China, as Peter Thiel has pointed out, it's the real way to bring these organizations to heel and to not meddle in elections. I mean, Russia's told Google, do not do push notifications for this upcoming election for the 3 days of the election, or we'll arrest your ass, your representatives. Because they only do push notifications, like Professor Robert Epstein has pointed out, to Democrats, to their voters. So if Trump doesn't take action, he's either a moron or he's made a deal with them. And it's not good when you got Soros praising you. But maybe they figured out how to praise Trump to hurt Trump. Remember I told Politico like 5 years ago, whenever Rand Paul got elected to the Senate? They said, how did he do it? You know, how did he do it despite all the demonization? And I said, there's a populism happening. The only way to defeat Rand Paul was if you endorsed him. The fact that the establishment hated him got him in. And as long as he isn't trying to be an establishment person, he'll be popular. Well, Rand Paul for a while tried to be establishment and was super unpopular. Then he got back to being who he originally was, and he's very loved now. So here's the big enchilada that I'm going to cover. Report, Trump set to take action on big tech censorship. Now, He gets distracted by things. And who can blame him? Now, you know, we're not in his position. And they know how to hide papers and change the subject. And he'll order the Kennedy stuff declassified. And then they refuse to do it. And it takes 3 months. And when they release it, it's only a small part of it. Because he's ordering a bureaucracy to do stuff. I've only got like 110 crew members, okay? I mean, we're a self-contained deal. Our own warehouse, our own shipping, our own legal, our own accounting, our own customer service, our own camera people, editors, engineers, everything. And if one of these crews didn't want to do what I told them, they could really sabotage this place. Just like that. I wouldn't have any way to stop them unless I fired all of them. Said we have a great crew that puts up with my jackass a lot of the time. But you imagine having millions of people under you. I'm not trying to apologize for Trump. I'm just getting into the fact that they brag, they run circles around him, because he's in the swamp. But this is directly from multiple high-level sources. Report, Trump set to take action on big tech censorship. The Trump administration is reportedly about to take direct action against big tech giants for their censorship of conservatives and election meddling. Last month, it's reported that Trump executive order directed at the likes of Facebook, Google, and Twitter was in the works. According to our sources, an announcement could be right around the corner. He was told 2 weeks to a month, maybe sooner. Facebook and Google lawyers are extremely concerned about any potential executive action, but hope to hold it back until after 2020 election, when they hope Democrats would regain control of the White House and crush any investigations or new powers. A potential end run around big tech's monopoly could involve Trump's targeting them for espionage for working with communist China, as well as criminal charges for flagrantly violating privacy laws. Trump is reportedly impatient and wants action yesterday, was the quote. This says now. In recent weeks, Trump was repeatedly drawn attention to the work of Dr. Robert Epstein, who has documented that big tech's bias and algorithmic manipulation can shift millions of votes on Election Day. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also recently met with U.S. Attorney General William Barr. Texas is leading and coordinating with Barr and with the states to discuss a range of options, including antitrust action and criminal action. And it goes on from there. And I can tell you that Trump is screaming at people, screaming at them, which, believe me, that goes on behind the scenes at the White House, a lot of screaming. He looks very composed and very together out in public, but behind the scenes, Mr. Volcano, he's either super slick and nice and friendly and as you can, or he starts screaming at people and telling them they're idiots and they're morons and they're incompetent, and that's what Trump does. Alpha male characteristic, not obviously fun for those around it, but Trump really is trying, really does care. The reason we've got to be all over his ass is what I was told by a big national Fox News host. I'll leave it at that. That Trump doesn't listen to you unless you're decisive and aggressive and not kissing his ass. And he knows that deep down you're right, but he's being pushed the other way. If he already really knows you're right instinctively, but he's waiting or he's listening to others, you've got to be right and you've got to be aggressive. And I mean, people that slap Trump around quite a bit are the ones that actually get closest to him. And I'm not going to say Roger Stone's ever done that as his wingman for 40-something years, but Roger's told me, he goes, hey, when you talk to him, be like a regular guy. Don't kiss his ass. He hates it. He wants you to talk straight to him. And I've done that with Trump, and he's listened. So I think what Drudge is doing and Tucker Carlson and others are doing, getting on Trump, is the right thing. I think we should do it, too. But that doesn't mean we hate him or trying to destroy him. We're trying to help him. Trying to help ourselves, too. We'll be back with more of this on the other side. There's a lot more to this. Stay with us.
Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Decide the future of humanity, and it's happening right now. Thank you so much for joining us. I intend to open the phones in the second hour, and then constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, very informed fella, Robert Barnes is going to be in studio with us to cover the waterfront, the big tech suits,
What's happening with the 50 states taking action with antitrust against big tech? Trump set to take action, we're told, finally, and so much more today. So I'll start giving the numbers out towards the end of the hour to get all of you on the transmission here on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Let me do this. Let me plow back into what I was just covering. Then I'm going to get into the border situation and what's happening in Europe with Turkey already imploding Europe's borders and holding Europe hostage if they don't give in to demands. Actual terrorism. Well, of course, it's the EU directing these migrant hordes against their own populations. And now they're learning the migrant hordes and the nations they were partnered with to do it are now stabbing them in the back. No honor amongst thieves. That's coming up next segment with the video and more. And Africans burning and murdering each other en masse. And then Africans saying it's xenophobic to burn black people, only burn white people. That's coming up next segment, and the left's hailing it. They're saying, yes, kill the white people in Africa. Don't kill other people of your own blood, human blood. We project onto the third world that they're better than us, that they're loving and they're sweet and they're not tribal and they're not racist. When there's a reason we call these third world countries barbarous. Truth is, historically, they're just as barbarous or more than us. It was Christianity that got us to stop doing that to a certain extent. We've thrown that out. So now we see the barbarism exploding. That's coming up next segment. But again, this report on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com is critical to get out because Trump says he's taking action. He says it's going to be very strong action. That was a month ago. They're holding him up. It's like Bolton was holding him up. He's now out. Bolton was wanting all these wars. Kept leaking stuff to mess up our peace deals with North Korea. You name it. And now he's out. Well, report. Trump set to take action on big tech censorship. Announcement could be within days or weeks. Meanwhile, Texas leads charge against Google in massive antitrust probe. Texas Attorney General, frequent guest of the show over the years, Ken Paxton, met with the Attorney General to coordinate 2 weeks ago. We told you that. I told you before they even announced the first meetings a few months ago in Omaha that they were going to meet with the Republican Attorney Generals. Then it was with all the Attorney Generals. Just proving again how good our sources are. And they wanted to get the states in line because if they follow other suits, that could mess up the federal. But now it's all being coordinated. Very good news. Here's the London Guardian. The great breakup of big tech is finally beginning, but now the left's coming in to want to have their control exerted. Google faces new antitrust probe by 50 attorney generals. Tolerating ourselves to death with Google and China. Another big article out about how we are putting up with China, putting up with Google, putting up with Apple and all of their tyranny. Are we crazy people? And the answer is, well, so far it's crept up on us. But now people are waking up and going, wait a minute, the EU and the UN are regulating it? Communist China is regulating Apple and Google? And inside their computer systems and the state of China is merged with it? That's announcements by Google. That's not me saying that. That's just beyond insane. That's really the problem now with this show, is that it's very almost hallucinogenic. You ever find out something really crazy or something really weird and you kind of get dizzy? Like having the cover of the Washington Post say, Google's listening, it's always been listening, totally illegally, criminally, beyond 1984, and that's the headline. And I'm looking at that, and it's like, and NPR says the CIA kidnapped thousands of women and children and men and brainwashed them and turned them into assassins. Now, we've always known that, but NPR would say that wasn't true. Now they're saying it's all true. CIA's secret quest for mind control, torture, LSD, and prisoner in chief. And then it just goes on and on. The New York Times comes out and says,
we're going to turn all your children into drag queens, and we're going to make them the new rock stars, and we worship them, and men throw money at them, and it's pedophilic, and we love it. There's an article out yesterday on that. I mean, that's the level that we've gotten to, because the globalists know we're exposing them. They know their whole system's coming down. And so what can they do? What can they do? They can just try to suddenly normalize it. They show Desmond is amazing. Let's show that poor little victim. He's 11 now. He's known since he's 8 years old. His parents don't have jobs. He goes to gay bars that are now pedo bars and dances half naked and men stick money in there. And then he goes on TV with a convicted murderer that chopped up his boyfriend with an axe and a saw, who started the club kids movement about underage boys at gay clubs having sex. And they parade him around like a Roman standard, or like pygmies cut your head off and parade around with your head on a stick. They parade around with the kids. And now, in major newspapers, like the Wichita, Kansas Eagle, they're like, local parents, when they take the kids on the field trip in elementary school to the library to sit on the lap of drag queens, they want background checks done. That's homophobic. We're not going to do background checks, is the question. They won't even do background checks when the law says everybody else at the library has to have it. You see? And it turns out a large portion are convicted pedos. Of course they are. The two running, the Houston one, were both convicted child rapists. One raped a 6-year-old brutally, the other an 8-year-old. And they guess that they probably bust 1 out of 10 pedos for each victim. So they'll victimize 10 people before they get caught. You believe the statistics? These two had raped 18 other children before they got caught. And they have events where young children shake their asses in front of men, women, and children. You watch these old ladies licking their lips and, like, rubbing themselves on the chairs. Women are, like, getting off. Men are getting off on little kids, and their tongues come out like snakes. And then now there's new videos of the kids get on top of the men. They have erections, and they ride them. And everyone giggles and laughs. It's very satanic. It's very nasty. It's very evil. If you're a new listener and don't believe this, I understand why. Now, let me start telling you what's coming up next, because there's just too much news here. I'm going to finish up on Big Tech's conundrum and who the players are battling for control of it, so we can navigate through this better and actually get some good results, in my view. I'm going to do that briefly. Then I'm going to hit how the borders are open and how the wall has been blocked for Trump to build most of it. They've shored up some areas. And then we're going to look at what's happening in Europe and Turkey holding Europe hostage. This is a big deal, because this is the model of globalism. And if the public's aware of this, and if Congress is aware of this, and if we mainline and normalize understanding this is a military attack, we can beat it very easily. We've just got to wake up, and we're in that process. And then they're going to have a new blood test. This is mainstream news, and if the blood test comes back a certain way, they're going to take your guns. No, it's not drugs. No, wait. Wait. They're going to have a blood test to decide for red flags. This is huge news next hour. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Next hour, I'm going to open the phones up, and I'm going to get into this critical report that I have right here in my stack. There's going to be a forced blood test. That's right. On certain people in America. And then, if the blood test says you've got a certain thing, they're going to take your guns. Now, that's in the Wall Street Journal, hidden in plain view. Remember, my specialty is telling you what they're really saying in an article because I have the backstory. Six after next hour, I'm going to cover this. And I'm not building suspense on purpose. I've noticed if I just come out on air and go, oh, here's the court transcripts. They admit they're keeping babies alive and selling their beating hearts to Stanford University. Like, yeah, big deal. If I build it up, then people care. But it is huge, and it's the next level of this whole red flag thing. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. and it's bad news. But just remember, just because Trump's being advised with something like Bolton wanting to start World War IV doesn't mean Trump's going to do it. But we've got to stay in there on his butt and be the loyal opposition so that Trump does the right thing. That said, I've got a stack of news here on what the Democrats have been saying and doing. And they've gone from hiding their socialist and communist views to being public about it. And then now they're admitting they're into population control, aborting brown babies. I mean, it's just, they've always been a bunch of mentally ill academics and rich robber barons financing the academics on power trips. That's what Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and all this is. And they've just gone crazy. And if you've ever been around one of these billionaires, I know a few nice billionaires, but most of them are neurotic control freaks who just want to run everybody's lives. And you give them this technocracy to try to do it, they are going to screw the planet up in a massive way. Because even if you have a good emperor, he doesn't see through his bureaucracy what he's doing way down at the low level. And how his decisions are being misinterpreted or manipulated or changed and then turning into something horrible. Or how one decision that means well goes through a bunch of other lenses and then ends up breaking a bunch of things that were working to carry out the one thing you think is good. There's a lot to complex civilization. And all of this complexity and all of the computers and all of it is leading us to not live as long, to be more alone, to be very unhappy. That's just a fact. And it's because the way it's being implemented is fundamentally meant to automate humanity and flatten out humanity, where everything can be pre-programmed and controlled. And turning us into robots is a recipe for disaster and dystopia and a demonic de-evolution that will decimate our potential. Now, again, I have so much news I can't even cover it right now. Why did I say I was going to cover when I came back? There's just too much here. Is the New York Times endorsing Mao Zedong as a savior? Or maybe Robert Mugabe last week? I just don't know anymore. I'm in the twilight zone. But am I really? David Rockefeller in 73 endorsed Mao and said his great leap forward in Cultural Revolution that killed 80 million people under him. It's another 25 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. 25 million since then. It just makes my head spin. We're going to get to all of that as well. But right now, let's get to how we're being held hostage. Investigation finds Trump administration hasn't built any new sections of wall. Well, this is awkward, Paul Joseph Watson says. And the article's linked up on Infowars.com. But when you read, they want 500 miles by the end of the year. They got 160-something built. But the Border Patrol asked that they build it on the areas that were already damaged and basically non-existent, which were in the most critical areas up against major cities. And so Trump is criticized for, quote, not building any new wall. But that's like saying, well, you put new tires on the car that were about to blow out, but you didn't add more wheels on it. Those tires were blown out, so we had to fix those tires. Trump has tried to get the money to build the wall. He's getting some of it from the Pentagon, and the Democrats and the judges are violating it at every level, and they're having to deal with eminent domain issues. We're not a dictatorship. But I get why Paul and the Daily Caller and everybody are being critical here, because the truth is he's not getting his signature issue done. But 160-something miles in the critical areas is what percentage of 2,200-something miles? That's how long the Texas border from Texas to California is. All I know is the Democrats want the wall completely gone. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. So I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I can hand Coulter all day and say that Trump's doing a terrible job, but really, is he? There's another article, again, from Daily Caller, breaks it down. Here's the latest update on the construction of Trump's border wall, and it goes through it all. Meanwhile, this is out of the News Trust. U.S. credits Mexico Reuters, Central America for sharp drop in border arrest. And it's down massively. 64,000 people were detained and turned back over in August alone. That's down 56% from July. So when Trump says Mexico's doing a great job, first he said 6 months ago, you're doing a horrible job, I'm going to put tariffs on you. And then Mexico put 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, 30,000 troops down on their southern border. You have the images of hordes of people from Africa, from Congo, where they've had 2,000 die from Ebola in the last few months, showing up, trying to beat up the Mexican federal police. I mean, that's crazy. UN-built conduits by plane into Guatemala, hundreds of thousands a month from Africa coming to get their free goodies in America. That's insane. That's untenable. It's crazy. Here's another story. Federal judge reinstates order blocking Trump's immigration policy nationwide despite higher court rulings. So what the media did is, a year ago they said there's no crisis at the border, there's no caravans, that was a total lie, and that Trump was crazy before the election. Then once the election happened, they said, okay, it is a crisis, Trump caused it, but it was actually the UN funding it and running it. And then now, Trump gets Mexico to cut back 50%+ of what's coming through, put a tourniquet around our leg. And they go, oh, look, he says Mexico's doing a great job, but look, there's floods of people coming in, and they show year-old footage. So it makes you love Trump. It makes you want to defend Trump, because all they do is lie. It's like saying he had the Air Force stop at his airport and at his resort golf course in Scotland to make money. Meanwhile, the Air Force decided to land at that airport that Trump doesn't own. Then the Air Force officers decided to stay at the hotel, because it's one place hippies won't spit on them. I stay at Trump Hotel in D.C. because I'll shake a lot of hands at another hotel, but in many, I'll be basically thrown out of it. I'll be harassed. I'll be screamed at. My food will be spit in. I got to, hide out in the, you know, conservative ghetto over at the Trump Hotel. I'm being sarcastic. It's very, very nice. But Maxine Waters says don't let them go to gas stations, don't let them go out to eat, don't let them be in shopping malls. I mean, and then conservatives try to go to his hotel. Like Trump said, they've got great taste. It is a very nice hotel. I've been to quite a few of them. And they're the bad guys. But, I mean, they're the ones that told us we got to hide from them. Here's Maxine Waters.
Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
All right, we're going to go to break, start the next hour. I'm going to get into the clips where they're burning African migrants that come to South Africa, and it's the blacks doing it, but I found CNN saying whites are doing it. In apartheid, former apartheid South Africa, migrants are being burned and killed dozens a day. And I watched the whole report. They never say it's black on black. Incredible! Well, we're going to show you this coming up, and the racist South Africans saying only kill whites, they deserve it. Just to show you the brainwashing going on to the left. Coming up, and then your phone calls next hour. Toll-free number to join us. First-time callers on any of these issues, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.